I'm chapter 7, Mishnah 2. Bo va'amdu al malos ha'ulam. They came and stood on the steps of the ulam, the steps that went up into the ulam and the sanctuary over there. They came after prostrating themselves and they stood on those steps. The kohanim. Amdu rishonim lidrom achem ha'kohanim. The five kohanim who had just done the service with the ashes and the ashes of the menorah and cleaning it up, etc. They stood to the south. Right, so if you think of it, if the temple runs south north, they were standing on the steps facing west, so they stood to the southernmost portion of the steps. And v'chamisha kalim b'yadam, they had the five vessels in their hands that had just been used in the service up to now, and they were ateni b'yad echad, the teni v'akuz b'yad echad, the teni and the kuz, which were they filled with the ashes. Those were the utensils that they filled with the ashes. V'amachta b'yad echad, the shovel in one hand. V'abazach b'yad echad, the pan for the incense in one hand. V'akaf and the spoon. V'kisur b'yad echad, and the covering. Remember we said that there was a covering around it. Yeah. So they were holding the stuff in hands. U'barches ha'ambar bracha achas, and they blessed the people. This was the point in the service where they blessed the people, and they made one blessing. Like it's not Shabbos. Bracha achas. Elish v'medina. And the provinces, Omrim Oisa Shlosh Brachos, they made it into three, like our Kohanim do today. And the reason they only did it once in the temple was that the congregation never said Amen. Amen wasn't something that they used in the temple. Rather, they used the following, which the Kati brings, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Va'ad Ha'olam. Right, that was their Amen in the temple. So in the temple, they didn't break it up into three and say Amen at the end of each one. They did it as one long one, and the people who were listening said that whole long thing at the end. So they only said one. B'miktash hayu omrim es Hashem b'chsavoy. Not only that, but in the temple they said the name Hashem's name, the Yud and the Hay and the Vav and the Hay. They said it properly. B'medina b'kinoi, they used what we say, like Adoy, you know, they say that. But in the temple, they said it properly. B'medina ha'kohanim noisin eskapem yadam k'neged kisvoseihem. In the provinces, the kohanim would raise their hands, but only up, they wouldn't raise them above their head, right? They would only raise them up opposite their shoulders. B'mikdash al gabe b'rasham, but in the temple, the kohanim would lift their hands above the heads when they were blessing the people. Chutz mikohen gadol, except for the kohen gadol, she'ena magbia es yadav lemalem min hatzitz, because he didn't want to raise his hand above the tzitz with the name, his golden plate with the name of Hashem on it. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says he disagrees. He says af kohen gadol magbia es yadav lemalem min hatzitz. He says no, he lifted his hands higher than his head, higher than the tzitz. Shneimar, and he brings a pasuk as proof in Vayikra, where it says Vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am v'yivrachem, that Aaron raised his hands towards the people and he blessed them. So he learnt out from here that's what he had to do. That even he had to lift his hands higher than the tzitz.